All right. So let's have some fun, shall we? All right. So make yourself comfortable. It's not a very long experience, but make sure that your body is comfortable and as balanced as it can be so that you can remain still for the period of time. And now let yourself, as you shift and adjust and get your body all ready, to take your focus off of everything but the sound of our voice. And let your attention take the sound of our voice into you, into your center. Let yourself move your attention to inside yourself. And if you've not done it already, close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, it draws a curtain of quiet, of calm, relaxation, and privacy around your thoughts, your feelings, your core. Going into your center. Your center, that channel of energy, of light, coming from the divine, through your crown chakra, the top of your head, through your head, neck, down through your spine, in front of your spine, all the way through, out at your coccyx, channeling into three beams of light, two going down your legs and out your feet into the earth, the third directly from your body into the earth. Three, a foundation of free, stable, strong. Let yourself be connected all the way. As we, still with you, work for just a few seconds, perhaps a moment, to do some verticals on you, to open your energies, to open your flow through your center, from above down into the earth, and from the earth, the manifestation. From the lower three dimensions, with love, up into you, through you, out your top, back into the divine. A full loop from above to below, from below to above. Let us just do a little ooching here, a little opening there. And just sense a lightness in you as we do that. So many times in your life, you've probably done this for yourself. You have opened your own channels. Or if you've let someone else, a healer perhaps, do that for you. And in the past, very often these channels could get clogged. They could get sludgy. Energy would not move. You would feel restricted, restrained. And once again, you'd find yourself tight in your box, feeling pressure on you, feeling as if you couldn't move sometimes as if you almost couldn't breathe. Stuck. Trapped. Held down. Bound. And so we're gently unraveling, spiraling out. All of those old patterns of restriction. Part of what was normal in your distant past, in your childhood. Part of what was normal in your past through your teenage years, perhaps into your 20s, perhaps even extending later than that. But let yourself just feel freer. You've been floating. You've been experiencing the chaos, the undefined, the place of the greatest flexibility, change, and creativity, where you can imagine and dream and change yourself and change your life the most masterfully, the most easily and elegantly, with the most light. We started you out breaking out of your box. So you're already out of your box. If you feel some limitation, if you feel some restraint, just give it to us. Just mentally say, here you go, Galexis. We'll take it. There we go. Thank you. And thank you too. And you too. Good, good. Anything else that you feel limiting? Come on, give it to us. Just, in a sense, give us permission to lift it. Good. Breathing gently, floating lightly. Floating in that sparkling and shimmering cloud of light. That's pretty much your true natural locale. If someone were to ask, well, where are you living now? Just imagine yourself saying, well, in this wonderful, shimmering, sparkling cloud of light. That's where you can find me. Just let yourself own it. It's not a place that you need only visit occasionally. It can be a vibration you carry with you. Ask us. We'll be glad to walk with you, to be with you. You have many who walk with you, your crew who have been surrounding you, supporting you. You are the director of this show. Of your life. We are those who come to assist. You are the one who chose to become physical, to make a consciousness shift on the planet, to realize yourself, and in that self-realization, to see the gifts you can give to your planet, to all the others who wander in the darkness. To participate in a great adventure. Yes, you came. An adventure that's opening up more and more every day. An opening that you yourself, through your own personal development, as accelerated and glorious it has been and continues to be, and even the greatest it can be, which you have yet to discover. A gift to your planet, to yourself, the experience of knowing more and more of you. An infinite journey, filled with light and love and more joy and more happiness. You're on that track. You are inevitably moving in that direction. You don't want to put a goal on your life to say, I must be perfect. I must be in total mastery and control. That will only limit you. But you must also have a sense of where you're going, a sense of who you are becoming, so that your orientation can always be that. Before you leave the planes of matter and enter into the planes of pure spirituality, where you truly know and are at one with your own divinity, you will recognize your divinity. That will be the key for you to step out of the last of the boxes. Into total freedom. Your journey that is ahead of you, a journey of exquisite love, ecstasy, freedom, safety and love. You're there in many ways and more than you know sometimes. And just as earlier, you were visited by terror and rage, attempting to call you back into your boxes, into that that was once safe and familiar, an orientation with your mundane self, with your shamed and limited self. We invite you now to feel our presence even more, to feel our light around you brighten even more, until it is almost as if there is a glare that is so bright it is difficult almost to see. All you're seeing is light. We have tremendous respect for you. You have so much courage to be with us, to take your leaps, to move through all your resistances, to find what's on the other side, to find who you are, to realize who you are. Standing before you, who you may not see through the great light, but you may sense the presence beginning to build, a presence beginning to grow, is you, the divine, the part of you that is complete and totally divine. Of total success, of total celebration, that you exists in your future. You are on an educational learning track, and that is your inevitable future, to be self-realized, inevitably. You've gone too far. You could not, even if you wanted to, turn around now. You can't. You're too conscious now. You're too ready. You're tasting, smelling, feeling home. You're getting closer. When the time comes for you to leave the physical form, there is a tunnel of light. That tunnel of light leads out of all the many boxes of three-dimensional reality and takes you into fourth dimensional and into fifth. Even though you are physical, we would like to take you there now to at least connect you into your fifth dimensional self. Let us surround you with our light and love even more intense, and in a sense, start infusing every cell of your body with a light, with a little spark in every cell. It's time to upgrade your frequency. And as this happens, you're going to turn into a being whose body is made of billions of particles of light. A light being, defined only by the boundaries that you create from your divine self. Imagine in front of you this tunnel of light. Oh yeah, you can't really see it. It's an energy. It's not that far either. On the other side, standing on the other side of this tunnel of light, is the fifth dimensional you. The you you're going to be actually in the physical body in this reality within the next 6 months, 2 years, whatever your timetable is, perhaps even more. But this being awaits you, your future. Let yourself, by choice now, if you don't choose it, that's fine. You can float in light indefinitely. But we offer you the opportunity now to choose to go through this tunnel, to lift out of your physical limitations, to move to that future you who knows how to operate beyond time and space, beyond the linear. And we're going to give you a little ooch if you would like. There's a tremendous amount of love building, because with the light comes love, and we're going to love you so much now, even more than we have, and we have been loving you all along. So let us infuse you with more love, and with this love, feel yourself moving, an illusion of movement, perhaps a sense of moving forward into this tunnel now. There's so much light and freedom, so much love for you, so much divine love from all your friends on the other side, from God, Goddess, all that is, who you are a part of. Feel yourself expand as you move forward, lift a bit, moving forward, lifting a bit, moving a little faster now, a little faster, moving a little bit more. The light, very bright. It's almost as if lights are moving around you to the side, whizzing past you as you're moving forward. You see that self before you? Moving to that self who opens now their arms, a gesture of love, of invitation, to invite you into that love, into that beingness. At the count of three, we're going to move you into that self. And you're going to experience some of that being. One, you're moving faster. You think you were at the end of the tunnel already, but you're still moving through the tunnel. It's almost as if it extends just so. becoming more intense, more bright. Things flying past you. Feeling movement. Two. And three. Step in. Turn around. And be one. Now, this may be beyond your imagination. If so, let yourself enjoy being at the limit of whatever your imagination is. Totally free, totally powerful, totally loved, and totally safe. And you look from this place, this vantage point, back upon your life, upon your world, as if you had died and you're evaluating your life. No, you haven't died. But see how, in your evaluation of your life, how much love there is for you. Appreciate your courage. Appreciate your dedication. Appreciate the tremendous growth and loving that you have intrinsically. Appreciate who you are. Recognize, realize that you're not judging you in any way, but loving you completely. There is no judgment here. The only evaluation is my how magnificent, how majestic you are. What a light being. Wow, what a mission. What a success. What a successful mission. First mission, personal mission, self-realization, accomplished. Mission accomplished. With your love, receiving the love, feeling the flow of love into you now. Open. Come on. Feel it coming into you, pouring into you. It's always been pouring into you. Every moment of your life, let yourself expand to open and get more of it now. Come on. Let more in. It not only comes in through your head, but through every pore of your body. Let love come in. Come on. Come on. More. 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 And you've got so much love, you're overflowing like a fountain. What are you going to do with it? What do you want to do with it, with all this love? From your place of power and choice. Free to be yourself, feeling safe regardless of what you do, where you go, who you're with, all of the futures that you may choose. What would you like to do with your love? What would you like to give to your planet? What would you like to share? What healing you would like to present? What upliftment? What love to give? Just sense it. And now let us and all your friends and you direct this love. Select a target. Perhaps it is the you that you were a few moments ago, and your issues in your life, to heal, to change, to uplift you. Or perhaps you want to gift your love to your planet in some regard, some upliftment, some healing your planet needs to come out of the violence and the pain, the suffering, and the destruction. Let yourself give your love now. And you notice that as you send this love back down through that tunnel of light to your world and to the self that you are there, and it spreads out from there. Recognize that the more love you give, the more you are receiving. You're in the midst of divine flow. Amped up, ramped up, exponentially increased by those of us who work with you. You are making a difference in your world, dear courageous, powerful one that you are. There's a life for you in your future, filled with your love, your light, your joy, your celebration, in a world that will soon know celebration as well, because of you. Send that love. Feel how good it feels, how true and right, how natural to you it feels. You're not losing anything. You're not sacrificing anything. You're not disturbing any order of you. And sense yourself in this divine place. Sense the body of light that you are. Sense the eyes that see the wisdom. Sense the heart that feels the love and can receive it. Sense the solar plexus that holds the power and the strength and the courage. Sense the throat of your light self that expresses the truth. Sense the third eye of your light self that can see the future, that can dream a new world. Sense the sacral chakra of you, the light being, who knows your divinity, knows your creativity, knows your passion, and can align every facet of your life in alignment to that passion, to feel it, to own it, to revel in it, the pleasure of you. Your root chakra of your light being to ground into the very divine being, Godhead, if you will, into God, Goddess, all that is, the very ground of your being, the very substance of you. And feel the feet of your divine self planted in the light, planted in the divine, standing in the heavens amongst the stars of which you are one. Sense your feet planted in the divine, and sense your crown chakra of your light being connected directly to God, Goddess, all that is, your link, your identity, your tradition, your genetics, your family, who are you? You're a divine being made of the same substance as God, Goddess, all that is. and you send your light into your life and into your world. You send your love into yourself and into your world. Your journey has truly begun. The dark times are over. Let yourself hold this frequency. And now with gentleness, with care, bring this frequency back now. Come on back through the tunnel. Descend, so to speak, back into your life. Bringing the light being identification with you. The future you into the now. Feeling your physical body now. Feeling the physical environment. Letting yourself return gently, gently, and gently. With a little bit of a breath in, and with a gentle exhale, opening your eyes. Letting that light shine in them. There you go. Grounding you back into the earth and the beauty and the love of this earth. Oh, yes, you loved her. Said, yeah, I want to go there, that beautiful planet, that sparkling blue-green planet. Oh, with the white marbly swirls. Oh, I want to go there. You can revisit this frequency anytime. And if you are listening to us on CD, you can repeat this over and over. But now we're going to unleash you unto your life, unto the world. The world doesn't know what it's going to get. It won't know what hit it. It has been a pleasure working with you. So much a pleasure. We're so delighted that you heard the call and you came today. That you listened to us. That you played with us and let us play with your energies to celebrate with you, to love you, to care for you. To work with you. It has been our pleasure. It's been a wonderful time. We look forward to any time in the future that we may work with you again. It would be our pleasure. Whether it's on CD, all you have to do is call us. We are there. All the meditations on all our CDs. All you have to do is by intention, you sit there, you listen to the meditation, we will show up. Don't think there's any limitation in time and space, dear ones. We are not working within three dimensions. We remind you. Of course, you are not either. But now you're going to be a bit more aware of those other aspects of yourself. Until you're comfortable working in both fifth dimension and second dimension, for example. Without any problem, integrating, interweaving, becoming one. Your destiny, your mission. But we must now go as in your time, you must. So we send you on your way. Call us whenever you would like. Call us tonight as you go to sleep. See the light, see the star sparkling of the stars. Let us come together in a beautiful bright star and send you a beautiful beam of light. Wrap you up in it. Love you, nurture you, and go on to sleep in our arms, if you would. We invite you. And give us something to work on. Give us something to lift. And in the morning, expect something new. All right, dear ones. Until we meet again, we surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.